just need to, we've gone through everything, but we need to look again at just a long cycle and this, these two technical things I've changed. I've also done the four reports, and I see we've got one of them. I don't know where the other three are. I suppose we're going to get them when we get the legislation. So that's what we need to pass, the amendments and then each report. And then, of course, we've got the two treaties as well to pass to get through. Now, so that is what we'll be doing until we finish in the next 2 days. I'm hoping to try and finish today, of course. Now, you'll get an A, what's called an A and a B bill. It's of course the B one that we're passing, isn't it? Because the A is our amendments to the department's bill. And then the B is all the amendments. Okay. So just let you know that. Alama, how are you?
I'm fine.
You're very young and pretty. Walking. Now, the other good news is they've approved the Rhino workshop. I haven't seen it, but I've been told by the deputy chief work personally that he's done it. So we'll just sort that out next after this, because that'll be out another big part. After we finish with this legislation, remember, we want to then just bring NEMA to a point where it's finally close to finalization. That's, and then we just got the constituency there. I don't know how far we are on Shireen with that. Are we processing? There's a blank look, so obviously not. Then I also hear that we're sitting a week longer. Well, that's why, but we're sitting a week longer. So we'll have to see, but I'm not going to try and do anything more. We're just going to try and do these six, the constituency day, and try and get NEMNA to a stage where we that I think, and then of course the Rhino workshop is the other big product. Then I think we're going to debate these bills next Tuesday. I sneakily sent a message today to Greg Schneeman to say that I think it would be a good idea if we debate all four of them at once. And you should think about it. And obviously you vote separately on it, but try and get the debate done. So I hope they bite and do that, then we can at least have one debate. So I'm going to have to do four debates and go through all the stuff again. Okay, I think that's all the things that I needed to say. Oh, I did go and address the department asked me a short notice on, I don't know when it was, Tuesday or Friday, so to go and be on the, what's that thing called? The ship name. What's your ship's name on it?
Agamas.
Beatrice and a whole delegation of prime ministers and deputy prime ministers were here, and they asked me to welcome them, and I did serve, and our ship is so nice, clothing, I thought they were waiting for him, right? But these DA people don't want to bite, so I'm going to decide.
Chair, Madam Chair, our sincere condolences to Western Province Rugby on their loss on Saturday, and I bring you warm greetings from KZN. Thank you.
Now, the day was wonderful until that happened, as you just said. Yeah, I know it's unfortunate that the best team is always that the best team wins. But we were outsmarted. And in good Western Province tradition, of course, the rest was a bag of sheep. We were thoroughly beaten by a team that, at least, I never thought that the KZN could play thinking rugby, but they played thinking rugby. Well done, KZN. To the Sharks. Administration of coastal access fee approved.
simplify and amend powers relating to coastal organizations, to replace coastal leases and concessions with coastal use permits, to extend the powers of MECs to issue coastal protection notices and coastal access notices, to limit the renewal of dumping permits, to simplify the composition and functions of the National Coastal Committee, to clarify the powers of delegation by MEC, to review offences and increase penalties, to improve coastal organisation processes, to provide for exemptions, to provide for some seasonal matters, to affect certain textual alterations, and to provide for matters connected therewith.
Any changes? Everyone happy? Everyone agree? Okay.
Then the enactment clause, the usual, is enacted by the anything there that anyone wants to change?
No.
Then section one. Any amendments, Ray? Nothing? One, two. purpose of property and your two reclamation clauses. Any changes, amendments there? 7. Changes. Clause 8. Clause 9. Also amendments there. Anything? Clause 10. Clause 11. Clause 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 32, which are deletions, 33, 34, which are repealed, 35, which are deleting, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, nothing, 8, nothing, 49, nothing, 50 is a hitting, 50 is a repeal, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 62, 62. This article then takes a bit of data base. Now, why is this? Principle Act of this 62 and 63, the next one, you take 6, what do you need 6 months for? Are they related then? Yeah, I would put each call as a week along, but we don't have amendments as to the vote, so we just do that when it comes, just assuming we do each one separately, and then we'll do the whole bill. Anything to the whole bill that anyone wants to change? No? Okay, I haven't read the memorandum, but you don't usually pass the memorandum, it's just part of the bill. So we'll look at that. Alright. So we'll do the voting on that as soon as Ms. Bengu arrives. Let's do the report. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs on the National Environmental Management Integrated Coastal Management Amendment Bill, B8 of 2013, National Assembly, Section 76, dated 29 October 2013.
Fisheries is a national power, a department, only national.
Now, that was the first.
Now, I'm not very, I tell you, I'm not in agreement that it's not a citizenship. And if we don't pass it correctly, that will be unconstitutional. But the procedure would be wrong. Will you go and check with your chaps and check with them a bit? We'll do this bill then later, but they cannot, I mean, the marine resources here, nature conservation, plus environment, both of them are concurrent powers. Then it just excludes national parks, national botanical gardens, and marine resources, which will mean those three will be national. The marine resources there, for me, means fisheries. It can't mean the whole environment, or every aspect of environment affecting fisheries.
The protected areas are part of the national parks. The FDA is important in the national parks.
But the marine reserves are not going to fall in the national parks.
The marine protected areas, they do the national, they are part of the national parks.
What national parks?
We have national parks, there's provincial parks.
But then, in fact, you're declaring them as a protected area, not as a national park.
I mean, yeah, where you can't take
a break. Is that a national
park? National protected areas. National parks are national protected areas. FDA fall under those national parks.
Is every marine protected area a national park?
Yes, the FDA is up.
Well, bring me evidence of that. I want to see that. I can't believe that everyone is going to be a national park. If you, for example, say there's a coral reef off Durban, and you clear the coral reef a protected area, you can't fish and you can't do this and that. I mean, is that going to become a national park, the coral reef?
The competence in relation to that.
It's going to become a national park. Not the competence, it's nothing to do with the competency. You're saying it becomes the only way you can shoot it is a national park. And it doesn't seem to me that that can be right.
In Lenca itself, marine protected areas are classified as national protected areas, as part of the national protected areas, and I think that's
not. National protected areas are not national park.
Okay.
I mean, there's a consequence of getting this wrong, means that the vote would be unconstitutional. That's what it would mean. And I'd rather err on the side of safety. Because there's no damage being done if it's part of the 76. If it's part of the 75, then it's unconstitutional. If part of the 76 and it shouldn't be the 75, there's no damage done. That's how we draft the constitution.
So I'm not going to be happy to pass this as a 75 bill. I can tell you now, it's too dangerous. So I think you guys are going to do some work and get the answers for me by today's book. Because I'm going to pass all these things today. Okay? Then have some more look at it, okay? I mean, you cannot, unless you can clearly show that all protected areas are automatically national parks, which I don't think that is correct. If you can't show that, then it can't, your answer can't be right. And their answer can't be right.
But they're not, actually, I think you're right, because not all NPAs are actually part of national parks, only some of them are.
Because if you go in the middle of the sea and you want to protect a part of the sea, I mean, how will that become a national park? I mean, like I just said, a coral reef, for example. You don't want fishing in a certain part of the sea. Those don't become national parks. Okay, so go and have a look at that and then just come back, because then we must look at what is the process if we want to change that. Obviously, Parliament, when I do the resolutions, we usually say we agree with the tagging or so, but we'll have to disagree and then say we say it's 76, and then Parliament passes that becomes the tagging. So just look at the process as well, okay? This is how we do it in the report. But I'm definitely not convinced, okay? And as I say, it's dangerous to go for a 75 and 76. That Tongana Tongwane case, court case of the Constitutional Court, if anything affects provincial competence, it's a 76. It's a mixed problem. That's a definition of a mixed problem. If it affects provincial competence. Okay? Don't sort that out. I think we're probably right. I'm probably right. And I'm doing it now so that we can get it, because we'll do that well last time. Okay? You can go and do some homework for us quickly. And then just see what the proceedings are. Alright, let's get back to this bill. I think I've read the heading, haven't I? Huh? The Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs, the Portfolio Committee, having deliberated and considered the subject matter of the National Environment Management Integrated Water Management Bill, D8 2013, National Assembly, Section 76, brackets amendment bill, referred to the Portfolio Committee and classified by the JTM as a Section 76 bill, agrees with the classification as a Section 76 bill, and bill there, mark them there, and reports the bill with amendments. The amendment bill. The committee on that is a considered and bold, and shall propose an assertion as a consequence of proposed amendments to the Act, i.e. the definition for access to reclamation and form. Reclamation, comma, person, comma, harbour, person, comma, and port. Section 2. Assertion of coastal protection zone and objects of the emerge on the public comment that the coastal protection zone was erroneously admitted on the objects of the bill. 3. Section 6. Assertion of new section 4 to clarify ownership of organs of state. This clause clarifies the ownership status of assets owned by organs of state by conflict within coastal public property and that they can continue to enjoy the use and control of sea spaces in ports and harbors. 4. Amendment to Section 7, Coastal Public Property. The Act creates the notion of coastal public property, which comprises the territorial waters of South Africa, the high water mark, and includes Admiral Key Reserves. In other words, the beaches, sea, and seabed which occur below the high water mark form part of coastal public property. Section 11 of the Act, which is not yet in operation, there's ownership of these natural assets the citizens to be held in trust by the state. Why is that not in operation?
Chair, they're suspended because of the impact on transport, subject to these amendments coming through. Because it's declared, in their view, declared their assets to be close to public property. And therefore...
Declared the infrastructure.
The infrastructure, yes.
To be public property.
Public property, and therefore they
have been owned. We've
changed that.
Section 65, also not yet in operation, prohibits occupation of CGP without a leave from the Minister of Environmental Affairs. Coastal public property cannot be sold or leased. The Act does not clearly specify whether the infrastructure below the high water mark also form part of coastal public property, and as a result, organs of state such as Transnet felt uncertain about the status of their assets within ports. Ports and harbors, or just ports?
Many ports, but
besides ports. Transnet, for example, leases out spaces on jetties extend into the sea in order to fund port operations. They are concerned that the Act may be interpreted as directing transit of its ownership and right to decrease jetties. In addition, they are concerned that the 20-year limitation on leases in Section 65 limits their ability to secure finances through long-term leases. So the clause seeks to clarify that coastal public property does not include assets or infrastructure above and below the high water mark. Hence, the Act would not negatively impact on their leases as they would not be subject to the ownership and lease restrictions, Section 11 and 65. Clause 5. Insertion of new Section 7A, the purpose of coastal public property. Public comment revealed that while the purpose of coastal property zone is fully covered in Section 17 of the Act, there is no summary clause in respect of coastal public property. A new section is therefore proposed. Insertion of Section 7B, reclamation or purpose of state infrastructure. Section 27(6) of the Act briefly addresses reclamation. The section was inserted late during the parliamentary process to address ad hoc concerns that arose within the portfolio committee was considering the Act. It was inappropriately placed and the current provision in Section 27(6) is inadequate. The bill proposes an insertion of two new comprehensive clauses in a more appropriate place in the Act. In addition, the definition for reclamation was inserted under Clause 1. This clause deals with the process to be followed in respect of reclamation for state infrastructure purposes. 7. Insertion of, at any stage, this insertion of new Section 7C, reclamation for purposes other than for state infrastructure. This clause sets out the process for all reclamation other than for state infrastructure. 10, amendment of section 13, access means to coastal public property. Section 13 of the Act currently obliges a person to obtain the approval of the minister before charging access fees to coastal public property. The current provisions result in multiple individual applications being made to the minister for permission to charge any access fee to coastal public property. Fee payers would include municipalities, boat clubs, events organizers, etc. This would result in hundreds of applications which need to be responded to, and delays in processing such applications may negatively impact on municipal revenue. To streamline the process of standardized access fees, it is proposed that the minister publish a maximum fee, and anyone who wishes to charge a higher fee would only then have to apply to the minister, justifying the need. In addition, it is made clear that access fees are not to be confused with the cost of tickets for commercial activities that take place on or in coastal public property. For example, a trip to Sea Island for a beach volleyball event. The term access fee is therefore being defined in addition, and attempts to be created in relation to blocking public access to coastal public property. 11. Amendment of section 14, high water mark. After stakeholder engagement on the high water mark, it became apparent, particularly from the Surveyor General, that the substitution of the high water mark for a straight line boundary was no longer necessary, as those properties that were bounded by the high water mark began to lose land, affecting the natural movement of the high water mark. Allowing property owners to determine the fixed line could potentially create unfair land grants of coastal public property, which would impact on public access to the beach. The relevant sections have therefore been deleted, and the remaining sections clarify the consequence of the high water mark moving inland. 12. Amendment of section 15, erosion and accretion. This proposed amendment of section 15 of the Act is intended to align it with NEMA and other specific environmental acts. 13. Amendment of section 16, composition of the coastal protection zone. The proposed amendment of section 16 of the Act addresses textual corrections and a technical change to increase the surface area of flood-prone areas as a consequence of climate change. Public comments pointed out that relevant parts of waters were not part of the coastal protection zone, and this is corrected through the proposed amendment to section 61F. The proposed amendment to 61I is intended to refer, don't do this section. Is intended to refer to flooding only from the sea and not from storms upstream, from rivers. It is therefore limited to areas adjacent to the other categories of the coastal protection zone. If not, it could potentially cover areas of land that are nowhere near the sea. In addition, the 1 in 100 year flood line is more appropriate in light of climate change. 40. Terminology of section 70, terminology. The proposed amendment seeks to clarify terminology. The coastal waters is more accurate in the context. 50. Amendment of section 18 and 19, designation of coastal access strips. Currently, there is no power to intervene if a municipality fails to designate coastal access land, which is an essential function in complying with the objectives of the Act. Given the department's strategic focus on access, it is important. Amendment of section 25. following the process when enacting the act, and temples may resolve the issue related to the status of translate matters within coastal government province. See paragraph 4 above. By inserting the power to exclude areas from coastal government property for the ratification of parliament. Such exclusion is effective prior to the commencement of the act, whereby certain portions of ports under the control of France were excluded from coastal government property, which resulted in unintended and undesirable consequences of both Transnet and BIA. There's a part. Transnet found itself in a worse position after the exclusion, as the ports which were previously coastal public from now became state-owned land, placing them in an equally precarious situation with their ownership status. From an environmental perspective, an unintended consequence of the exclusion of an area of sea and sea based on CCP meant that the excluded portion of the sea and sea based could be privately owned, thereby transgressing the principle established in the Act that the sea and sea based cannot be owned. Finally, it is therefore necessary to delete the provision empowering the minister to exclude coastal public property as clarity relating to that constitutes what constitutes coastal public property has now been addressed in section 7 as amended. The reclamation provision section 14 Act was inserted late during the parliamentary process to address ample concerns that were to act on the minister's final provision. It was an inappropriate place in the current provision in section 7. Two new clauses that we drafted at a more appropriate place through an insertion of section 7B and 7C. 20. Amendment of section 28, adjusting coastal boundaries. This amendment inserts similar wording to what is contained in section 22 to make clear that where such powers as the start of section 26 are exercised in certain circumstances, coastal protection zone, they must be exercised by the minister. 21. Amendments of section 33 and 34, estuary management protocol and estuary management plan. Section 33 was amended to change the terminology to reflect that the National Estuary Management Protocol should be published in the Gazette by notice and not prescribed by regulation. Is that correct? And not prescribed by regulation? That doesn't sound good. Publishing and regulations and when you place it in the regulation and when you publish it, they're two different things. Look at the section.
Okay, initially the section said the protocol is prescribed and it's actually not part of the regulation because we published in the Gazette, so we just made that change. Take the word prescribe off because prescribe is prescribed regulation, then we just get published in the Gazette.
Give the minister power to delegate a power to the NEC while subject insertion of a new section 66A leases in Admiralty Reserve. Since Admiralty Reserve form part of both the frontages, there needed to be a clause that says an act to determine how existing leases on Admiralty Reserve, which are primarily meant by building works in the gallery. The new section 9 indicates that such leases should continue to be managed by the private authority in accordance with the objects of the Act. 31. Amendment of section of section 68, section form 83. These proposals are consequences of the change in the notion of organization, coastal organization, sea definition. External organization was causing confusion with the annual organization of 34, proposed for amendment. The 32 amendment of section 9, consequential amendment. The proposal is consequential amendment. Amendment to section 70, capping. The proposed amendment was special to the amendment of the definition of coastal waters at sea. Coastal waters currently covered in part of the published territorial waters. The 12 nautical miles are excluded from the exclusion of the economic zone, which is 200 nautical miles. It would mean, therefore, that cables and pipelines that are required by coastal organizations and by no organization may extend beyond the 12 miles. Also extended it to the coastal shelf. That's further than 200 nautical miles.
Yes, it could be if that's plain.
Amendment of section 79-81, changes and penalties. They have contained the penalties are adequate that there are gaps in the sentence provisions. Section 79-81 of the Act of Pension Penalty has been tightened up. There are now only two categories of sentences, 3 and sentences of category 2 pensions have been increased. The subsection has been inserted to allow High Court to impose a higher penalty than the stipulated Act. In addition, the proposed amendment
Thank you. jurisdiction? Delegation.
That is my position. This is vital for public knowledge. And how many people know who you've delegated to someone outside of the department who is not public?
Thank you.
Sorry, Chair, the exemption that exists in the Marine Resources Act, which is what we modeled the clause around, has been approved by the court. So there's been judgments around the validity of that exemption clause relating to the MLRA. It would be in a
Amended the section 95 constitutional provisions relating to leases since it proposed the concept of leasing. In section 65 we replaced the coastal use permits so activities are yet to be listed. There is no need to keep existing leases alive. The reason being that some activities which are currently governed by leases may not require permits in terms of the new section 65. An example of this is the use of slipways which there is no real need for a permit as they would already have. The only value therefore in asking for all existing leases to be leased is just as far as determining which activity is currently under lease in terms of the Seashore Act of 1935 would need to be listed as required in coastal use permits under the new section. Therefore propose that copies of all existing leases which are under the Minister for 24 months, in addition more specific subsections have been inserted, clearly indicate what process the person has followed in the section comes into effect. Whether they lease lapses or whether they must apply for a permit. 46. Amendment to section 96 on seasonal provisions related to unlawful structures. The proposed amendments are consequential to the amendment of section 65 of the Act, i.e. the new regime of coastal use. The new regime of coastal use. A permit. New regime of coastal use permits. Take up A, which replaces leases and explains the detailed processes to be followed by the public. 47, correction by the leaking section 97 and subsuming provisions based on earlier versions of the Act, which were subsequently changed as erroneously obtained in the failure of confusion. Section 97 currently states that the difference was contributed to the section and schedule. Proposed insertion of new section 97A, Parliament excludes certain provisions of force on total public property prior to the Act of 1909. Excuse me, I'm only taken under key to the 13th Amendment, 16, the regulation of designation of strips of coastal access to land when the study and subsequently the registration of public services. This clause in the Act itself denied the cooperation and effective implementation of action by all three states of government, one of the essential functions which have been assigned to these purposes. This provision will ensure that the public is in access and designation once along the coast and beach and key areas of the part of the coast of the coast. Neither this report of option 6 or 18 has been included. Provisionally, I don't think the report of option 6 has been included. Provisionally, I don't think the report of option 6 has been included. Therefore, it is therefore resolved that the part of the coast of the coast and 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 the coast of the process of designating strips of coastal access land. In addition, there should be an assessment of how far the registration of services has progressed. The Parliament's table of report and Parliament dealing with these three matters before the end of January 2014. The Portfolio Committee requests the House to adopt this report. That is then all the amendments plus the report. Do we have a quorum? Ma? Punjabi? We this morning went through all the amendments of this Act and the report now. I don't know, are there any amendments you would like to make to this Act? Is there any coastal management amendment bill? Are you happy to vote on it?
I need to.
You vote. Alright, then. Remember, we usually do this clause for clause. We did do it earlier, so I'm not going to repeat each one now. Can I assume that we will then vote on this Act as it is, except for that one clause, little A, that was taken out of section 89, clause 51.
When we proofread yesterday, and they only rectified it this morning staff that we received. It wasn't.
Oh, the numbers are wrong.
The numbers are wrong.
So it'll be a 52. Okay, yes. Sorry. In any case, let me say on page 22 at the moment, it's, don't worry about typographic, it is all 51, the A is coming out. Okay? The little A is coming out, and then they'll reword that thing. Can I take it then that every clause here, well, first let me ask, is there a mover to pass this bill? Shaker? Is that Ms. Ferguson? And Mr. Sosana? And then I take it that every single clause has in this bill, except for 51, as marked here, the one clause that's amended, that we pass each clause and that we pass the whole bill. Can I take it as unanimous? 2, 4, 6, 8 votes. Bumi, I haven't seen you there. How can I miss you? 9. So when you do the minutes, do it like we did the minute last time. Clause for clause, and then 9 unanimous. In the end, you do it as well. And then on the report here, I sign that, or on the bill, I'll sign it as amended. So I'm signing the bill. Okay? Then on the report, can you give me that other wording that was changed?
So we just put this clause, because now we're not dealing with the A part, so we said this clause clarifies the powers which the minister may not delegate.
Paragraph 39. 39. 39. Okay. You say what's the word?
this proposed amendment, sorry.
Yes.
Clarifies the powers. Which the minister may not delegate.
doesn't make too severe whether one of the publics of African orders and children have a single authority voice. However, the Act does not provide for offensive penalties in case of contravention of Section 4.3 of the Act. In order to ensure compliance with the provisions of the Act, Clause 15 inserts the following offenses. It is an offense for any person to publish and sell and distribute any severe weather warning which he or she believes or ought to have reasonably known and suspect to be false and misleading, or that may incite public alarm. It's an offense for any person to impersonate a false or misrepresent him or herself to an appropriate employee, be an employee of the weather service or purport to act on behalf of the weather service. And it's an offense on any person to unlawfully use the official or corporate branding of the weather service. The clause also seeks to provide penalties for these offenses which are in line with other environmental legislation. The clause also provides for civil action brought in a criminal court if actions of the person convicted of offense cause serious damage or loss. 10. The remaining clause is not specific to refer to above or consequential amendments arising from the changes referred to above. In order for this bill, when enacted, to come into effect, the following requires immediate action. Section 28AA, Regulation Section 13, Regulations on the Recruitment and Protection Process of the CEO of the Weather Service, and Section 28BAB, Regulation Section 13A, Regulations on the Movement of the Ministries of the CEO of the Weather Service. Acknowledging, therefore, that the Department has to develop the environmental regulations, the amendment bill will enter into force 2 months after the extent and publication of the amendment bill of the President of the Gazette in terms of Section 81 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, 1996. You said or an earlier date, didn't you? Does the Act say or an earlier date? Or an earlier date. Just add that at the end of that section. The Portfolio Committee requests the House to adopt this report. This is today's date. Sorry, sir.
Just on page 3.
Yes.
The second last clause says the clause also provides for civil action brought. So it should read the clause also provides for a civil action to be brought in the criminal court of action is also.
Add that.
On page 1 as well, yes.
forth, but we then ask that the department don't speak to CER. So that lady that came here, remember, she kept on saying, we don't need this clause because it's a duplication. So I said to them to go and speak to them. And then in the end, after long discussions, we were able to deal with it as we've done here. And I'm just going to explain it to you. You see, usually, if there's just an authorization needed, an EIP, then of course, the NEMA, the 24G, we pass for NEMA, will then cover all the environmental needs. It was just an authorization. So, when you have air quality emissions, if you have a factory that's emitting these things, they might have an EIA before they can do it. So, we wanted to make sure that not to create a duplication. You'll see now in sub-clause 1, we clearly say section 24G of the NEMA as amended. Applies to the commencement without an environmental authorization of a listed activity or activity specified in item 2 in listing notice 1 and items 5 and 26 in listing notice 2 relating to air quality in terms of chapter 5 of NEMA. So you see, we've now clearly what that lady said. We've now clearly stated here that when there's an EIA that's missing and you've started, then you apply 24G in NEMA. Now the second one is, you remember the department said, no, but one of our problems is there's the old APA Act, and there's still people that did things illegally there, or they've got a factory, they've got authorization then, but now, later on, when they wanted to add things and add, you know, onto it, and it created new smoke and stuff, they didn't have authorization for those. So, then in 2 we create for that, that subsections 4 and to 10, that's 4 and 10 below, is applicable to the operating without a provisional registration or registration certificate of a scheduled process in terms of the Atmospheric Pollution Prevention Act of 1965 at any time prior to the commencement of this act. So any time prior to this act, if they did those things without that, now this act will allow subsections 4 and 10 below to be able to be used in that case, okay? And then, the issue that the department were trying to protect, which the CER didn't understand, is that when you want to do atmospheric air emissions, you first need an EIA, but then you need a license. So some of these guys get the EIA, they don't have the license. Okay? Why don't they have the license? Because it's an old factory. They create a new stack, new pollution, then they don't get permission for that. They don't get permission for that. So they've got the EIA for the whole thing, but they don't have the license for that function. Then in sub 3, we now pay for that. Then subsections 4 to 10 is applicable to the conducting without a provisional atmospheric emission license or an atmospheric emission license of an activity listed in terms of section 21 of this act, which results in an atmospheric emission. Now, all these clauses below, which are similar to 24G, will then apply to those two instances. So I think we've now hopefully clarified the situation. Before, we just had one line there. Now we've created three scenarios. If it's lack of EIA, then it's 24G. If it's the old act, then it's this section that applies. If it's without a license, then it's this act that applies. So hopefully that will now clarify and make it very clear into 3. So that is just what I've just redone, that first part, so that that's now clear. Then all the rest of it, sub 4, sub 5, sub 6, sub 7, sub 8, sub 9, sub 10 are exactly the same. Okay? And they are molded on the section 24G, just with the amendments we made, because there has to be some amendments to it. Okay, so that is that one. Then the other one I just wanted you to look at, and if there are any issues you want to raise, is this one of where we had a discussion, we kind of agreed, but also let it hang a little bit in the air. That was the issue that where the municipality fails to give a license within the times, we didn't then allow for it, what happens then if the minister or the whatchamacallit doesn't do it in time? So what we've done here is basically keep, this is very similar to the NEMA Act that we did as well, if you look at it, just with some little changes. But what we've done new is go to the bottom, the end of the clause. Oh, sorry, it's clause 5, section 36, sorry. Page 5. Sorry. It's that clause there. It's the one, you know, the one that we, the failure, where NEMA, there's failure. It's exactly molded on that same clause. But because we have here two role players that can perform the job, I then at the end added 3B, 3C, and 3D1 there, but I've reworded it slightly. So let's just look at it. So basically what this clause now done is if the municipality doesn't do it, or if it was delegated to a province and the province doesn't do it, then you can, then the person can apply either to the MSC or to the minister. Okay? And then if they do that, then it's the same procedure we had in NEMA. They must do a notice, the minister must try and help them first. And if all that fails right at the end, then only does the minister or the MSC take over the power. So we're still trying to capacitate the municipality, we're not just trying to take the power away. But now, 3B at the end there, at the bottom of the page, you see I said, the MSC or minister, as the case may be, must make a decision on the application contemplated in subsection 3AA within a reasonable period of time from the date of receipt of the application. Now, I first put in there 60 days, but because of all these steps we've got, of, you know, first trying to help and then hearing this, I mean, clearly I couldn't say 60 days, now I said within a reasonable time. And then C, in the event that the MSC fails to make a decision.
Just 3B is to the MEC or minister, I hope you can change it to the minister or MEC. Minister title must be in the front.
Usually we draft it like that and put the MEC or minister. And in this case, also we do it like that because the minister will be the person that can then refer it back if the MEC fails. So we usually draft it like this. Okay. C, in the event that the MSC fails to make a decision on the application within a reasonable period of time as contemplated in subsection B, the applicant may submit the application to the minister for a decision in terms of 3AA. So now at least we've got all the possibilities. And it's, as I say, it's a little bit vague because of the reasonable period, but at least it allows for that. And then the D, I've just slightly amended it, in the event that the MSC does not have the capacity. So that's not where they fail, but they don't have the capacity to exercise the power, or for any good reason is unable to do so, or to do so within a reasonable period. That's when they themselves have the power. It's not that. Then the MSC may request in writing the minister to exercise the power in terms of subsection 3A. So if someone does refer it to a MSC, they don't really have the capacity. Then instead of waiting for all these things and trying to do it, they may already say, but minister, would you not rather do it because don't have the capacity. And that's what that is. So those clauses, you can see, just make things a little bit more flexible. Is there anything in those two clauses that any of you have any problems that you'd like to amend? Mr. Rogers?
Perhaps just a question, Chair. When we originally did this, one of the concerns we had was the capacity of local government in issuing this.
Yeah.
Perhaps just put my mind at ease as to how this actually addresses the situation that may arise when a municipality fails in its function.
Well, it will be, you see, we're only relating it to the time frame of issuing the license, because that is what we're worried about for our country's development. I mean, if someone wants to come and open up a factory in a municipality, now, as we know, some of these smaller municipalities don't have it. And the thing lies there forever. So then the factory doesn't get built, the people move on and so on. So what you want to do here is now you've got them that they must do it within the time frame. They must. So you still want them to do the license themselves. But if they then don't do that, all this does is it allows the applicant then to kick it up higher. So it doesn't deal with all the kind of weaknesses at a municipal level at this stage. What we've done there is that other clause we've got is where we've created certain powers now to be a national competence. So that's not enough to down there in the municipality and not be done. But all other things we'll still try and create the capacity at that level. Okay. So you have to read it with those other clauses where the empowerment, where the minister is the national competence authority. So you're happy with those amendments? I think they make it just clearer and legally better and so on. Okay. Alright, so then let's go to the Act itself. The first page seems good, as amended will follow that. English text, that's very important, English text. We never used to have that, and then some confusion started arising because they used to send one bill, they sent the English version to the president, the next one they sent the Afrikaans version. But the Afrikaans version had never been seen by the committee in Parliament, because you passed the English version. So the president used to sign the Afrikaans version, which is not the bill that Parliament had passed. And that is why now you will find that you change the rule that the bill that you actually pass is the one that goes to the president, and then the second language is added. So that's how the rules now change. So if you ever thought, why did we put that there? That is the reason. Because some of these old bills that you signed, the Afrikaans version was part of their heresy. Because of the translation. Alright, then the first page, bill. To amend the National Environmental Management Air Quality Act of 2004 so as to substitute certain sections, to provide for the establishment of the National Air Quality Advisory Committee, to provide for the consequence of unlawful commencement of enlisted activity, to provide for monitoring, evaluation, and report. Commencement of A listed activity, okay? To provide for monitoring, evaluation, and reporting on the implementation of an improved pollution prevention plan. To empower the NSC or minister to take a decision in the place of the licensing authority under certain circumstances. To provide for the minister as licensing authority in situations where the province of the delegated licensing authority by the minister. As a delegated license owned by the municipality, is the applicant for a ministerial commission license, where the application are transboundary applications, where the air quality forms part of a national priority project, where the activity is also related to the environmental impact and waste management activities authorized by the minister, and where the air quality air activity relates prospecting, mining, exploration, production. Those are the five that I've just mentioned to you. To delegate cross-references, to delete cross-references to the Environmental Conservation Act of 89. To clarify that applications must be brought to the attention of interested affected parties soon after the submission of the licensing authority. To provide for a validity period. Of provisional administrative commission license, to create an offence for non-compliance with controlled fuel standards. Sounds like should have a case, isn't it? Authority. amending E, the substitution of minister. Any amendments to that? No. Agreed? Nine. No. And no against? No. Clause two. Any amendments to clause two? No. Agreed to nine. Abstentions? No. And against? No. Alright. Three, that's the clause that I've just explained with those three new clauses in the beginning there. Well, not the amended one, other one. Any amendments further there? No amendments. Agreed? Nine. Extensions? No. Against? No. Okay. Clause four, amendments.
No.
Yes, sir.
Just to take you back to clause 3.
Mm-hmm.
Subsection 2 and 3 should not be applicable to the upgrade.
Yeah, I think I picked that up in an IQ, but I said that you can leave it there.
Mm-hmm. Subsection.
Subsections are applicable to the operating device and on the scheduled process at any time. 7 are applicable to the conducting. R, instead of those two E's?
Yeah.
I think it's right. I didn't actually see that, and then I read it again, and I think, okay, well, then leave it, and then you're quite right. So, there are amendments then to those two amendments there, but we still 9 votes there. Then, 4 amendments, 9 votes. Abstentions? No. Against? No. Clause 5, that's the one we just done the A, the B, and the C's and the D at the back there. Make it clearer. amendments? No. 9? Yes. Abstentions? No. Against? No. Right? Then clause 6. Subsection, clause 6, yeah. That's all. Amendments? No. Votes? Yes. Abstentions? No. Against? No. Seven. Amendments? No. 4. 9. Abstentions? No. 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 Clause 8. Amendments? No. Votes? Yes. 9. Abstentions? No. Against? No. 9, clause 9, amendments, no, 9 votes, yes, abstentions, no, no, 10, amendments, no, 9 votes, abstentions, no, against, no, 11, amendments, no, vote, yes, abstentions, no, no, no. 12, amendments, no, voting for, yes, abstentions, no, voting against, no. Then 12, amendments, no, voting, yes, 9, abstentions, no, no. 14, amendments, no. Voting for, yes. Abstention, no. No. 15. Amendments, no. Voting for, yes. Abstention, no. Votes, no. Abstentions, no. Abstention, no. Voting, no. No Okay, it just comes as an immediate effect. Okay? Are we happy with that? Doctor? You happy with that? Comes immediately into effect. Lovely. Amendments? No. Vote for? 9. Abstentions? No. And then I put the whole bill to you with these three amendments, the little A and the two E's and an R's. So whole bill with three amendments. Any further amendments? Sorry, sir.
Chair, can I just, from your clarity, I'm reading the page, the memorandum of the objectives. I'm looking at clause 5 there. It's on page 10. Amendment of section 36, where it talks about the minister, I think it's line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If the MC does not deal with the matter within a reasonable time, the minister may be requested to take a decision.
Now, are you saying what? The MSC?
If you read...
which line is it?
1, 2, 3, 4, line 5.
5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah.
MSC does not deal with the matter within reasonable time, the minister may be requested to take the decision.
Yeah.
I thought good, if the MSC can deal with it, the minister must deal with it.
No, no, it's the applicant. You see, it's all left with the applicant. And so the applicant will decide whether they want to refer it to the minister. We haven't created a kicking, and why we haven't done it is because there's no time frame. Originally, you're quite right that we had it worded that in 60 days, then it kicks up. But the problem is because all these procedures apply, you must get notification, then you must try to help the municipality, and then you must give a directive. Clearly that's going to take longer than 60 days. So then when we didn't have a time period, then the only way it can be is that after a reasonable time, the applicant will then ask to refer it up to the minister. Where the minister must is where, of course, the MSC has got the capacity to say, you take over this, then they must do that. But here, because it's under uncertainty in time, actually, in fact, what you guys must maybe do here, you must monitor this. If there are failures, monitor how long it takes for us to deal with that in terms of the procedures, to first try and help them, then direct them. Maybe we'll be able to get a time frame. And then if we get a time frame, that would be much better actually, to put a specific time frame, say 3 months. And then, you know, that'll kick in or something. But at least this gives flexibility for the minister itself to try and capacitate the municipality, so I don't want to tie it down too much time. But you guys just look at that thing, and maybe you can do it with the next amendment you bring. If we tie down those time frames. I think I would prefer to have time frames. Okay? Alright, so the whole bill, everyone agreed with those three amendments? Okay? Alright, and then we don't pass the next. Now, here is there an index in this bill?
Yes, sir.
Now, it's not yet. Oh, this is where I saw it. Okay. Yeah, this is where I saw a clause somewhere. This is where she, oh, yeah, there we are. The table of contents of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the insertion after item 22. Well, that's how you do it. That's right. Okay. So they have both, so we don't have to come back to this act. Now, the report. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Water Environmental Affairs on the National Environment Management Air Quality Amendment Bill 2013 B27203 National Assembly Section 76 dated 29 October 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Water Environmental Affairs, the Portfolio Committee, having deliberated and considered the subject matter of the National Environment Management Air Quality Amendment Bill B27203 National Assembly Section 76, the Amendment Bill, comma, referred to the Portfolio Committee and classified the JTM as a Section 70 bill, agrees with the classification as a Section 76 bill, and of the subject amendment designed to support the following amendments. Clause 2 will amend Section 13 of the Act to empower the Minister to establish a National Air Quality Advisory Committee to advise him or her on any air quality related matter. Clause will also allow the Minister to prescribe by regulation any other matters related to the Advisory Committee. Clause 3 inserts a new Section 22 in the Act to provide for the consequences of unlawfully conducting a listed air emission activity without the necessary authorization. This clause will address three scenarios, namely to provide for those activities related to air quality emissions, where atmospheric emissions take place without an environmental impact assessment, which must be addressed through Section 24G of NEMA, semicolon, where those activities operated without the necessary air quality license under the Atmospheric Pollution Act, which must be addressed through Section 22A, and where those activities operated had an EIA environmental authorization granted, but no air quality license was issued, which must be addressed through Section 22A. The clause which emulates this clause, which emulates Section 24G of NEMA, sets out the process and the information required for such an application. The clause also provides for the licensing authority with various options when considering such an application. The clause also provides for the payment of an administrative fine not exceeding 5 million rand before the processing of the application. Furthermore, the submission of such an application does not identify the person for criminal prosecution. Clause 4 will add a new subsection 4 to Section 29 of the Act to provide for monitoring, evaluation and reporting requirements on the implementation of the approved pollution prevention plan. Clause 5 will also insert new subsections in Section 36 of the Act. The addition is proposed as an instance where the licensing authority fails to take a decision within the time period set out in the Act. An applicant may request the NEC or Minister, as the case may be, to take that decision. And in the event that the NEC does not have the capacity or the NEC does not deal with the matter within a reasonable time period, the Minister may request it to take the decision. When considering this subsection of the Portfolio Committee, I leave it for now until the report is fine. When considering this subsection, the Portfolio Committee was mindful of Section 125B, Executive Authority of Province, and 156, Powers and Functions of Municipalities of the Constitutional Republic of South Africa of 1996, which provides that the province or the municipality, respectively, that's an extra commonly taken out, is vested with the power to implement all national legislation within the functional areas listed in Section 4 of the Constitution, except where the Constitutional Act of Parliament provides otherwise. The licensing authority to issue an atmospheric emission license is usually vested in the relevant local authority. However, this clause will designate the minister to be the licensing authority, colon, where the applicant for atmospheric emission license, the provincial organ or state that has been delegated by the minister, the power to issue atmospheric emission licenses, where the air emission activity falls within two provinces. Whenever the air emission activity forms part of a national priority project approved by Cabinet, where the air emission activity is also related to the activities listed under the NEMA and the National Management Waste time for. The minister after consultation with the Rural Management Authority to sign the application within the time frame set out in Lima. Clause 9 will insert a new subsection 3 in section 41 of the Act to provide for a period of validity of 1 year for a provisional and historic commission license from the date of commissioning and with an optional extension for another year based on good cause shown to the licensing authority. Clause 10 will amend section 49 of the Act to provide clarity that the licensing authority may take into consideration either of the listed criteria when deciding an application for an historic commission license. Clause 11 will amend section 51 of the Act to ensure the non-compliance with the control standards. The standards in terms of section 28 of the Act is a criminal offence. Clause 12 will amend section 35 of the Act to provide members of the legal manual to develop regulation on the procedure and criteria to be followed in the determination of the administrative fine compliance section 28 and on climate change matters. Clause 13, 14, 15 will repeal section 32, 36, and schedule 2 of the Act as they are no longer relevant. The Portfolio Committee further notes that some aspects of the climate change policy adopted last year must be implemented through the National Environmental Manager Equality Act 2004. To this end, the Portfolio Committee requested the Department, that's the first time we mentioned the Department, of Environmental Affairs to comprehensively investigate and provide the Portfolio Committee with a report on possible options to address the desired emissions reduction outcomes before the end of January 2014. The Portfolio Committee is of the view that no aspect of the amendments being processed requires preparatory work before these amendments are put into operation. Therefore, the amendment will come into effect on the date of publication in the Gazette by the President in terms of Section 81 of the Constitution of the Republic of Canada. And there's no earlier period. Actually, this paragraph must go higher. Because this is still part of the bill. This last paragraph must go after 10. Make it at 11. Okay? And then that paragraph there is going to be the last paragraph. Okay, everyone happy with these amendments and so on? We have got 9 votes. 9. 2, 4, 6, 8 votes. What is it? Something on. And. Whom you voted? As you walk in, you voted. Thank you. We'll tell you later what you voted on.
Give me all the weather. you got this amendment, it's just for the index. The following arrangement of sections is hereby substituted for the arrangement of sections of principal act. Arrangement of sections, arrangements of sections, chapter 1, introduction, definitions. Chapter 2, South African Weather Service. 2, determination of policy. 2B, minister supervisory powers. Objectives of weather service, functional minister. That's all there, so it's just the underlying part that's added. Then on the next line, the underlying part there is removal of the chief executive officer from office. Didn't you change the heading in 13? You still just call it chief executive officer? Or didn't you say appointment? The heading of 13. Okay, so there's one little amendment there. And we also, we've done everything. we have a seconder for the ICN?
Sorry, a mover.
Mr. Scorsano, a seconder. Mr. Rogers. Alright, so let's just fix this one up and do it for the floor. So all this has now been passed. And then we finish the apple completely. So we don't have to do anything there. Okay. Now, protected areas. Has anyone got a copy? amendments, votes 4, 9, abstentions no, against no. 7, against, amendments, no, votes 4, yes, abstentions no, against no. Clause 8, amendments, no, 9, yes, abstentions no, and votes against no. Clause 9, amendments, votes 4, abstentions, against, no, no. 10, amendments, no, 9 votes, yes, abstentions, no, against, no. Amendments, votes 4, abstentions, against, no, no. 12, amendments, votes 4, abstentions, no, against, no. 13, against, no, votes, yes, abstentions, no, against, no. 14. Against, amendments, no, 4, 9, abstentions, no, against, no. 15, amendments, no, votes, yes, against, abstentions, no, against, no. Amendment of 16, no, 4, yes, against, no, abstentions, no. 17, amendments, no, votes, yes, abstentions, no, against, no. That's 17. 18, there's also 6 months. Why do you need 6 months, sir?
I think it's just this one exactly the same as the other two.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking there's no regulation.
No, there aren't. It could be earlier though.
That's not regulations then.
We've got regulations that we saved, but there's not going
to
be.
There's nothing has to be drafted.
Yeah, no.
So it comes into effect. Take out within 6 months of the day. It comes into effect on the date of
publication.
Comes into effect on the date of publication. You are happy with that, amendment? So it's immediate. Right. Withers amendment. Nine votes against. Then I want for the whole bill a mover. Mover, Mr. Rogers, Ms. Ferguson, Ms. Shaker. Mover, seconder. Any further amendments to the bill? No, except for this one. Unanimous. Okay, 9 votes, yes, abstain, no, no. That's it. Now, that bill, now the report. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs of the National Environment Protected Area Amendment Bill 2013, B28 of 2013, National Amendment Section 3, 829 October 2013. Portfolio Committee on Water and the Portfolio Committee on Deliberate Consent of the Subject Matter, National Environment Protected Area Bill. National Senate has an amendment or approved and specified by the JD in Nevada.
So, Chief, do we not need to make amendments to the 75 and the.
Yeah, no, we're going to have to do it. I'm just going to now. Put before agrees, put notes. Agrees
notice of investigation by the JKM, but this agrees with the specification as mentioned by Paul. That's a bit clumsy, but I suppose that kind of explains what you're saying. Notes the classification by the JTM and disagrees with its classification as a 75 bill, but agrees with the classification as a 76 bill. Okay, it's a bit clumsy, but at least it tells you what it is, okay? And the report, the bill with amendment B28B2013. The Portfolio Committee Armour, after having noted the need for development of our country, to effectively track the environmental management systems and mainstream plans and processes implemented by national provincial departments for uniform and effective management of protected areas across the public, to monitor the environmental sustainability of development, to facilitate the selection and use of the most appropriate and effective environmental management instruments and tools, developmental decision making, including those instruments developed by other parties, to monitor and improve the environmental management system both in the immediate and longer term, and to give proper effect to the presidential proclamation dated 31 May 2013, which essentially split the functions contained in marine living resources between the Department of Environmental Affairs, on the one hand, including marine protected areas with all other environmental functions, and the Department of Function, Forests and Fisheries, on the other hand, including all fisheries related functions. As with a small, it's a comma there at the end, as with a small letter and the wording is the up. It's all part of the same. As designed to support the following amendments. Clause 1. Amend certain division definitions and inserts definitions in the Act to accommodate the inclusion of the powers to declare managed marine protected areas in terms of the Act. Clauses 2 and 3 amend one of the objectives of the Act as a result of comments from the public, as well as consequential amendments to the listed inclusion of marine protected areas in the Act. Clause 4 amend section 14 of the Act, and section 14 currently limits the application of certain chapters in the Act to marine protected areas declared in terms of the Marine Resources Act. Clause 6 to remove the limitations and bring existing NPAs in the handling there. Have we anywhere said NPAs? No. A claim was put in bracket NPAs. Can we use living in the resources in the Marine Act again? Yes. So here you must put yeah, and G on page 1, you must put N, L, R, A, correct. Okay, clause 5 inserts the new section 22A to insert provisions of the Act in part 2A, authorizing the Minister of the NBA to prescribe the criteria for declaration. It also enables the Minister to withdraw such declaration or add to or exclude any area from marine protected area. Clauses 6, 7, 8, and 9 contain consequential amendments to the Act to allow for the listed inclusion of marine protected areas in the Act. Clause 10 amends section 38 of the Act to clarify the appointment of management authority or agents for appoint the management authority must not be for the necessary or permanent council of the NPA. It also requires the management authority to consult the board before making their internal rules, and that all internal rules of amendments to internal rules must be public and generated for our family.
Referring to the portfolio amendment, the House and General Section 2,
2 of the Constitution of the First Amendment of 1996 approved the said convention. Get copies to everyone. 9 votes.
expected to check all the technicalities. So I'm really putting that onus on you. Guys, don't read through these things, because I can guarantee you, just like today we picked up an A is missing, we changed an E to an R, those are the kind of things that we will find there. Okay? Over and above whatever the NCOP may want to discuss. But that is on you, and thank you for good work. To the members, really, I think this is an excellent job. I have been in Parliament for a long time. It's not easy for any committee to process 4 to 6 people for legislation. Because remember, not only did we deal with what we passed here, we've also dealt with others that we haven't passed. So we've done a hell of a job trying to keep these things going. So I really want to congratulate everyone. What that means now is, are you guys finished with all your work on, and properly finished with all your work on number 3? Or do you still need time?
We need to consult with Mineral Resources to send the device to them and the respondents because they are busy with their ABs today and tomorrow. So they said they will come back to us on the issue that the was raised them in terms of inputs. We also...
Yeah, then you're not ready. Yeah. Okay. Then you're not ready. But, I mean, really we want to... The last meeting we have, we really just want to look at the last amendments and we want to take that with us. I don't want to then later hear that the other departments didn't agree. So what we'll do is we'll now confirm definitely whether Parliament is sitting another week. If it is, then probably we'll move the constituency issues to the last week and then next we debate on Tuesday. I don't want to sit in the morning with people doing speeches. So Wednesday, probably the Wednesday. So tentatively, we're setting down. So tomorrow we want to tentatively we're setting down the final discussion on Member 3 for next Wednesday. So we won't sit next Tuesday because of the debate. And then we move the constituency issues to the next Tuesday. Okay? And then that Wednesday we won't sit either, the last Wednesday. So literally, won't sit tomorrow, won't sit Tuesday, we'll sit next Wednesday with Member 3, sit next Tuesday with constituency issues. That is with that extra week. If there isn't an extra week, then we're going to have to fit in this briefing on Member 3 next week sometime, okay? Probably with the constituency issues. Everyone happy with that? Ms. Wing?
Would you advise us if the room is going to be joined?
As soon as I hear from them, they tell us in our own stance, I'll definitely be informed. The minister was an RC, she sent me a message. She also agrees that it should be one debate. So maybe
Is there anything else? Anything from your side? Please make sure you're ready with an amendment for next week. So then, just let your people know we're not sitting tomorrow. Okay? I did this for Mr. Abada, where he told me he has to deal with his child, I think, tomorrow. So I've done it especially for him. I hope you appreciate it. I love sitting. I mean, for me, I get extra pay, major pay, and so on. Alright, I also pursue Jaleka, Darren. You and Jaleka must check. We want to have a goodbye lunch. Check if we can get permission for that to go somewhere. It doesn't have to be fancy though. You know this guy, that simple lunch at the Taj Hotel. See if you can get them to agree to let us go there. We'll do it on one of the, depending on how long we took, do it one of the lunches.
Okay.
And then we'll say after five. Everyone happy? Mr. Sun? Happy? Family! Family goes out! Family goes out! Now before the 30th of November, it'll be next week, probably next week, or the week after. If we sit there extra week, it'll be the week after, probably, on a Tuesday. Can Angie just stay behind for a minute, please?